Hi Sabaya, so this is the day where I tell you guys the one time I got violated in my friend's house.
Enhanced traumatic core memory. Did I create a core memory for you?
Yes, you did. I'm 21 and this happened. When did this happen? In grade 8? Okay, so backstory, this happened around grade 7 when we were 12. We were 12 and we were going to Jude's house. She, you know what? You say the story.
Okay, let me take it from here. Okay, so it was... we were at my house, and it was me, Nurhan, and a couple of other girls. So Nurhan lives really far away also for context, and she told us before that she's gonna be really, really late. So once everyone came to my house and Nurhan was still not there, I was like, guys, you know what? The last person to come here is gonna get pranked.
And mind you, I didn't know about that rule.
Yeah, she didn't know. I made up the rule when she was the last person to be there. Okay, so my first thing was I took the Vaseline door, and I took a big scoop of the Vaseline and I put it under my door handle. So when Nurhan came, I told her, I was like, Nurhan, okay, Allah, come and close the door. And then she closes the door and she touches the door handle and then all her hands are now Vaseline. And then there's a bathroom right next to the door. So I knew this was the first bathroom she was going to go to. She goes into the bathroom. You know what? I'm so glad you didn't think to go into the kitchen sink. Maybe next time you should go to the kitchen sink. Okay, so she goes in and what did I do? I taped the sink like where the water comes out from. But the second she opened the water, it all splashed on her. Did you ever end up washing your hands?
I think I wiped it off or I did something.
You struggled through the water?
I struggled through the water. I was like, oh, okay.
Did you think the sink was broken?
No, I knew you taped it. And I was like, ha ha, okay, prank's over. That's what I thought.
Yeah, so Nurhan thought the prank was over and we acted like the prank was over. We sat, whatever. And then I told her, I was like, okay, Nurhan, are you hungry? Because we all ate sandwiches. Keep in mind, no one ate a sandwich. I really made that up because I wanted Nurhan to eat the sandwich I made her. So I made her, what was it, a turkey sandwich. And I put so much hot sauce. I think jalapenos too and spicy olives. Anything spicy I had in my house, yes, I put it in
all
there.
All of the above.
All of the above, actually. And then she goes in and she eats the sandwich. And she takes the first bite and she starts hyperventilating. She's like, guys, it's so spicy. It's so spicy. So I'm like, oh, I know. Do you want water? Let me help you.
It does not stop.
And then what did I do? Before she came, I spilled out all the water from the water bottle and I replaced it with white vinegar. So then I gave her the water and she chugged it because her mouth was on fire. So she chugs the vinegar out of this water bottle and then Nurhan needs to explain her POV from here.
So I chugged half of the bottle already and the other half was in my mouth. My guts were on fire. I felt like I swallowed like fire or something. And I had a moment of just, I looked like a squirrel, you know when a squirrel stuffs their face with nuts? That's how I looked, because I just had the water in my mouth, vinegar, and they're all laughing at me and they're filming me, and I'm just sitting there burning alive. And they're all laughing and they're just staring at me. And Jude is like, Nurhan, spit it out.
Nurhan did not want to give us the satisfaction of her spitting it out, so she swallowed it. I just want to say, me personally, this is my public apology to...
Don't sound apologetic.
That I would never...
She sounds like she enjoyed it a little too much.
I didn't finish.
Next time
I'll do it. I said, guys. Next time I would never do this ever again. Next time I would do it better.
At not one point did you think, oh, maybe I went overboard.
Now, looking back, do you not find it funny?
I find it insanely funny.
It's actually. I find it insanely.
I was burning.
I was 12, but I still remember the story.
No, I need to tell you a different story with Nurhan. Another time she came to my house.
I think she's gonna stop coming.
We were working on a science project. Okay. So we were all working on it upstairs because I have a room upstairs that's like empty. So we needed a lot of space. So we went there and we were doing our science project there. So then when we came back down, in Mushkila, guys, let me tell you, like, the hallway is completely empty. There's nothing on the floor. Nothing is there. Like, there's no hazard. So we're walking and Nurhan is walking like the last one behind us. And no one's like looking back. Adi, we're all just walking to my room. So suddenly... You hear the... No, you don't even hear. I didn't even hear anything. Like, I didn't hear you fall. I didn't hear... You just... The floor, like, shakes under me.
It was a very big fall.
She, like, her... Like, she all fell.
She all...
I
like, you know, sometimes you fall, like, halfway, or you fall on your leg, or you fall
you
on...
Trip?
No.
Like, no. Like, I... Like, you think gravity just...
No, like, literally, it was just gravity stopped working for her. Like, she just, like, lost control of her legs or something. Guys, like, there was nothing to make her trip or fall or nothing. She just fell. And, like, she wasn't, like, dizzy or not. Were you dizzy? No. I don't know, guys. She
one just... second, I'm walking.
And then the second, she's on the floor. Like, fully horizontal. And then it makes such a loud noise. Ellie, my mom, and everyone is like, guys, what the hell is going on? To this fucking day, like, it's been years and years. And you know how, like, parents are, like, they know none of your friends and they forget everyone. To this day, they know Nurhan as the girl who fell. Like, her nickname in my house is the girl who fell.
Even, like, years later, I saw her parents this winter break and I was like, hi, Ambo, I'm the girl who fell.
And he was like, oh, hey.
So that was it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed. And this was...
This episode was hosted by Jude and Unaisa.